Welcome home, everyone. Thank you for joining in on this episode of Welcome Home with the Katinas. Welcome Home is a podcast where I, your host Josh, sit down for a conversation with different people who I admire and discuss whatever's on their mind, and especially focus on life at home in times like this. Wherever you are and however you're listening, thank you for your support, and once again, welcome home. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining in on this week's episode of Welcome Home with the Katinas. Today, we're going to be starting a new series with my dad and his brothers, my uncles, it's about the vision of Katina Ministries. Our vision is to see families all over the world healing and uniting in love. And so for the next 5 weeks, we're going to be sharing some stories of healing, what this vision, where it comes from, and really we're just going to be led by the theme of healing for the next 5 weeks. And so, Dad, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Josh. Thanks for having me. I'm so honored to be here.
Of course. And I just want to start off with you. If you feel led to share kind of what the vision of Katina Ministries, like what that means to you, where it comes from for you, seeing families all over the world healing and uniting in love.
Thanks, Josh. I love the topic. And the vision for Katina Ministries, but also, you know, expanding out of that, just the vision of our family, to see families all over the world healing and uniting in love, insinuates that people need healing, that people are broken, ill, sick, call it whatever you want. And as often is the case in life, I think that we see in others what we behold ourselves. In the words of my mentor, you know, when I tell him, man, this person is really getting on my nerves, they're arrogant, or they're passive, or they're controlling, you know, I can just see things in other people. And his response to me is, you spot it, you got it, which is so true. And so I think because of the stories and of our own family, of the Katina family, of our own brokenness, of our own dysfunctions, of our own defects, as a family, but even as individuals, let me just talk about my own. I realize, man, I have such a need for healing.
Yeah.
And so I imagine that is why it's such a passion for me and your uncles and all of us, because we know what it feels like to be broken, to be being healed, to need restoration, to need reconciliation, to need redemption from Jesus. And so that's where the vision started.
Yeah, I think over the last several months, we've probably spent, at least since I've been like working with you guys and been around you guys, I feel like we probably spent more time over the last several months talking about, you know, what is our purpose as a ministry? What is our vision than we ever have? And I'm curious, like, if you can go back to the time when you guys moved to Washington State, and after Grandma passed away, you guys were really kind of starting your careers. Was there ever a time where you guys talked about a vision back then? Your vision or a mission or even your goals? Like, what were those back then?
Yeah. No, we didn't, Josh. We, you know, growing up in our home where the, I would say the mission, even though it was never clearly stated, Grandpa and Grandma, they instilled in us, hey, we want to reach people for Jesus. We want to share the gospel. And so those were very, those even today are pillars in our lives of where the packaging might be different, but the content is still the same. We believe that everyone has situations, everyone has problems, everyone has brokenness, and our belief is stronger than it's ever been before. Connection with God, connection with others, connections with Jesus, that's the solution. It doesn't mean your life becomes perfect. As you know, some people, you know, when you're ill with a certain situation, you know, grandpa's Parkinson's, perhaps a cancer or diabetes, there's medication to take, right? Mm-hmm. Like you can take care of yourself and you learn to live. Well, we all have this condition called a sin mm-hmm. condition. And that, I think that at the core, that is the core of our brokenness. So when we have established connection with Jesus, I hope I'm not sounding corny, but the master physician, the one who brings healing, we still need our medication. We need the word of God. We need prayer. We need each other. Mm-hmm. We need honesty. We need a continual progress. When we fall, we need others to help us get back up. So to answer your question, after a big detour, no, we never discussed this is what the vision is of the Katinas, which is, I don't know what that says about us, Josh, but for the last 35 years, I believe we've been on this journey, our own journeys, personally and as a family. And perhaps this is the exact right time for God to say, all right, you've been doing this, but for the rest of your lives or ministry or together, if we're going to leave a legacy, we need to bring clarity to what God has called us to do. And that's what it is.
Yeah. Do you think if you could go back in time and see yourself and your brothers 35 years ago, and you said, hey, this is what you guys need to be doing, this is the vision of your guys' ministry, healing and uniting in love, do you think those young men would have resonated with them? Or do you think they would have been like, what are you talking about? Like, what do you think your response would have been?
Honestly, I don't think we would have had the capacity. Because part of our brokenness is that we were broken and didn't even know it. Part of our brokenness, I mean, we would say, you know, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Let me speak for myself. I think my religiosity and shallow walk with Jesus at, how old was I when mom passed? I was 18. I don't think I lived enough life or experienced the brokenness that I have over the last almost 40 years to know this is what I'm called to do. I hope that, I don't think that's an excuse. At that time, you know, I often tell people is, like J. Cole said, we had a dollar and a dream. Mm-hmm. We weren't thinking about vision or mission. It was just this dream to share our music and to be known and to be seen and to earn a living for our families. That's where I was. And I would think uncles might say the same thing.
I'm curious, now that we have words to the vision of, like, has it changed your perspective at all, especially when you're on the road or with people in our community? Like, and it's okay if it hasn't, but I'm curious, like, has the way you view ministry changed at all over the last few months? Or
100%.
Really?
And, you know, I've always been sincere about our calling. I'm trying to put it in words. There's a lot of words that we hear, buzzwords, clarity, you know, intentionality, vision. And I think even now at 55, I'm understanding more when the Bible says, without a vision, the people will perish. Mm-hmm. I think up until the clarity, at least for me, it was kind of, I'm proud of what we've done up to this point. Not all of it, being personally not proud of everything, but you know, I look at the sum of the work, and I thank God. I'm like, God, you're so gracious, you're so merciful to allow, to equip and empower a family like ours with all of our dysfunctions, with all of our brokenness, to bring this message of healing and unity and love. That's a miracle working God, but that's just who God is, right? However, it is, and I'm not speaking on behalf of the Katinas, I'm speaking on behalf of myself. It's given me more clarity, like the opportunities that I do get to speak whenever that is an opportunity. I don't, at least lately, since the vision is more clear, I'm not looking, okay, what should I talk about? I know what I'm talking about. God called me to talk to families about being healed and united in love. Now, the messages might change, but the content is all about healing and unity in love. That's my passion. That's our story. It comes so naturally because that's what God has done and is doing in our own lives.
What does true healing look like to you? What does that mean to you?
True healing is a process. It's not a one and done thing. It's an everyday practice. True healing, oh man, that's a powerful question, Josh, and I don't know if I have the capacity to answer it like as powerful as the question is. However, this is what comes to mind. True healing is acceptance and surrender. It's accepting who I am. Part of me is there's some good things about me that come because of whatever they were taught to me. I learned, I worked on. There's some I have strengths, and part of me is defects, is weaknesses. There's a sin, a nature in me that of selfishness, of self-centeredness, self-pity, whatever. And those are the things that I believe until Jesus comes, we're going to contend with. You know, I remember in Paul said, man, take this out, this thorn, God, I don't want it. And Jesus, man, this is, it's a reminder. This is my interpretation. The things that I battle with are a reminder that I need God. If I'm going to live in a life that is being healed from the sin nature, from my defects, then I'm going to have to stay in connection with the healer, with the master physician. And it's possible and it's beautiful. It's painful and beautiful. The pain comes in looking at myself. At least for me, I'm not projecting this on anyone else, and realizing, man, I need Jesus. I need a savior. I need people. I need connection. Because if I'm going to be fully known and fully loved, everything about me is not beautiful.
Sure.
But the healing comes when, in the right spaces, I can say, this is who I am. Mm-hmm. I'm a sinner and a saint. And in both in all parts of me, God accepts me. I think the healing process comes as, because God already accepts me, right? It's not like, this is what I believe. It's not like, oh, once you do, then God will accept me. No, God accepts me, period. Mm-hmm. The healing process is, do I accept me? Mm-hmm. That's the journey.
I think the way I see healing is true healing comes from the Lord. Mm. I fully believe that. What I also think is that at least what I've learned, and I think I'm still learning in my life, is that I can't heal myself. Mm-hmm. You need, when you're sick, you need a doctor. Mm-hmm. I totally believe that healing comes from the Lord, but I also think healing is not possible in isolation. Like, you need others around you to help you, to heal you. And I'm curious, are there people in your life that you can think of that these are the people where I find healing? Mm-hmm. These are the people that God's put in my life that I found healing with them or through them. Does that, because I know you're just like me, you can't heal yourself.
Right.
I'm curious, who are those people in your life that bring healing?
Well, you're one of them, Josh. You know, I just, before this podcast, I shared something with you that I've been battling with over the last 2 days. I just shared a message in California about the road to healing and uniting in love. And one of them is honesty and finding the right places for that honesty. Mm-hmm. I wonder if people are like me, where my struggle in life is just to find the place. 'Cause I just want it to be between me and God. Like, God, okay, you're God, just me and you. We got this special thing going on. And in my experience, God doesn't work that way. In the Bible, it says, confess your sins to the Lord. He'll forgive you. Confess your sins one to another. He'll heal you. Which, what that means to me is there's a lot of forgiven people who are just sick. Hmm. I've lived there. And so finding the right spaces, not everybody deserves your honesty or your story. Finding the right spaces, you're one. So Josh, thank you. Mom, you know, my family, close family. I have a mentor that, you know, my story of, I mean, it's literally 3 years ago today when I had a panic attack, August 7th, 2022 in Detroit. And panic attacks and anxiety are caused by different things, by different sources. Obviously, you know that for me, I was working too much, bad habits, sin issues that became addiction, and a lot of hiding and a lot of not finding the right space to be honest. Dude, I never, I talked about it, I heard about it, I never lived into that until 3 years ago. So, and I'm still on my journey. Telling the truth is not something, and when I mean the truth, like the rigorous honesty, it's something I have to work at every day. That's part of my healing. And when I say telling the truth, I mean like being honest about me. Like what are my weaknesses? What are my struggles? What am I afraid about? What am I worried about? I didn't grow up, and I'm not blaming anyone. That's not something that I was welcome into doing. Like, hey, how are you feeling? Mm-hmm. No, how are you feeling about situations? In fact, I shared on Sunday in California. Feelings were not allowed I didn't allow those in my home. We didn't talk about feelings a lot. And it was like, well, we got faith. Well, no, we got feelings. God gave us those feelings. And I think healing is dealing with the feelings. You know, I heard this, feelings are allowed on the vehicle, on the bus. They're just not a good driver. Mm-hmm. So yes, we have our faith, but the feelings we need to acknowledge. We cannot heal from what we do not acknowledge. Mm. I don't know if I answered your question, Josh.
No, you did.
Okay. Yes, there are people. Mm-hmm. Not the whole world. I wouldn't advise that. Mm-hmm. I would advise that where you are honest with your, to get healing and unity is choosing the right spaces. Yeah. Probably not social media. Probably not.
Yeah, definitely not.
Probably not. And, you know, God will give you the discernment of who are the right places in your family, if they're your family.
Mm-hmm. I'll ask you one last question, and maybe if you want to share with our audience, if you have an encouragement for them. But I think you've talked about this in your most recent message, about realizing that you're worthy of being healed. And I want to ask you, one, do you feel that you're worthy of healing? And if you do, when did you start feeling that and why? Hmm.
Do I feel like I'm worthy of healing? Sometimes. That's the journey of healing. I believe, and I've been told by professionals that I trust, that everyone grows up with certain lies that they have to battle with in their mind. I don't know where those lies come from. Some of them are literally maybe somebody spoke something to you that was not true when you were a kid and you just latched on to it. Mm-hmm. Or you just intrusive thought that you chose to believe. The three lies that I've believed or accepted or in underneath my faith, like, yeah, I believe in Jesus. I believe that God heals. I do believe all those things. And there was lies that I believed as well. I'm not enough. I don't have enough. I'm not doing enough. Those are things, I don't know if I battle them every day, but frequently still. And they manifest themselves in me trying to be perfect, trying to perform, people pleasing. What does people think about me? Success, significance. Things that are not necessarily bad, but things that are just, they're medication to the real core problem, that I am enough. I believe that right now, sitting with you, Josh, when I see you and sitting in your home, you know, married to a beautiful, your wife, Alexis, when I take time to think that I've been blessed with mom. And by the way, congratulations, bro. 4 years of marriage.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you,
dude. When I think about Eli and Amelia and Josiah and all the family that God has blessed me with, I believe that I have enough. Mm-hmm. And that can be in a minute I can change. In a second, that those thoughts of insecurities or insignificance can just be there. Mm-hmm. I would say that I'm less consumed with them as I progress with the healing that God has always offered, but that I'm now finally accepting. Mm-hmm. Over the last several years, I do believe I'm worthy. But that's part of why I need to stay connected, because I don't know about others, but I'm very forgetful. I forget things. Mm-hmm. I forget God's goodness. I forget God's provision. I forget his forgiveness. I forget it. Mm-hmm. And when I forget it and I get into my own head and try to be my own God and try to control things on my own, that's the slippery slope that just leads to despair. Mm-hmm. So I'm constantly in need reminding myself or being reminded by others, and thank God for his grace. I mean, it happened today. The devotion that I read was like, it was for me, like, yeah, I can say this out loud, like specifically for me. Hmm. And again, that doesn't mean it wasn't for anyone else, but I knew, God, you're talking to me right now in my need of healing.
Thank you, Dad. I think about, you know, when I think about the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, not to get too deep into theology, but, you know, people believe that the Word of God was inspired by God, but written by men. And whoever wrote the Gospels, I do think about when they talk about the life of Jesus, a lot of the stories that they found significant enough to write about were stories of him healing people. There's a lot of healing going on in the Gospels. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know Jesus, especially his 3 years of ministry, I'm sure he was doing all kinds of things. But the stories that have lasted over time, a lot of them are those stories of healing. Mm-hmm. And I think, I like to think, if I was one of the writers of the Gospels, what are the things that I would have written down? I think I would have written the same things down about the times where he healed people. Mm-hmm. And I think that that there's an innate, whether we're aware of it or not, humans see the significance of healing, mm-hmm. and the need for healing.
Yeah.
And I think that is obvious in the gospel.
Yeah.
That this world needs to be healed.
Yeah.
And so, I am proud of you just for the healing that I see in your life. I'm thankful that you're someone that I feel like I can be around when I need healing. Mm-hmm. And I am grateful for your submission to the vision that God's given you, to see families all over the world healing and uniting in love. So I love you, Dad.
Gosh, thank you.
And I thank you.
You asked me something in that question that you said, when did you know, was there anything that happened when you felt like I was worthy of healing?
Yeah.
I won't go in too deep into detail. But, however, I will say this. When all my anxiety came to a head 3 years ago, again, some of it was because of secrets that I had from my past that nobody knew about. I'd never told anybody, just God, and asking God, Lord, take this away and take this anxiety. And God was telling me, yes, you're forgiven. Tell one person the truth. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. I didn't want to hurt people. That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. But really, at the core of that is I didn't want to hurt myself. Well, I didn't know that in order to be healed, I needed to do exactly what God told me. Before I started telling the truth about the trauma in the past and some decisions and some addictions from my past, before, I had a friend saying, hey, man, sometimes anxiety is caused because of, you know, secrets or something that you did or somebody did to you. It was over the phone. He asked me this, and two thoughts came to my mind. If I tell the truth, all the truth, I'm going to lose everything. If I lie like, no, there's nothing, I'm going to die. Not to sound dramatic, but those were the two thoughts that came to my mind. By the grace of God, by his strength, because I couldn't do it on my own. This is a great thing about healing. You're not, like you said, Josh, we can't heal ourselves. Mm-hmm. God gave me the strength that I needed at that point to say there is something. And I started to tell the truth. I say started because that's what, when you're in deceit, you don't just all of a sudden, oh, here's the whole truth, nothing but the truth. No, I started learning how to tell the truth. And the person that I if there was a face that I had to say, this was the face, this was the person that helped me believe I was worth healing, was Mom. Mm-hmm. And I've thanked her a lot, but I don't know if I ever thank her enough for taking, hearing, receiving, accepting me, all of me. And like, not that she wasn't devastated, sad, angry, or whatever, all the feelings that she processed then and probably is still on the journey of processing. Mom was that face, was that person that helped me to believe I'm worth healing.
It's beautiful, Dad. yeah, I'm excited about the rest of these next few weeks on the podcast to talk about what healing means to us. And I love you, and I'll see you in a few weeks.
Dude, I love you. I'm proud of you. I love the topic. And I want to end with these words. If you're listening and you're wondering, the answer is yes. You are worth healing.
Thank you, Dad. To those of you listening, thank you for tuning in. We'll be back with more episodes soon. Have a great day.